August 30th, 2001. The clothing in which Rami Gandalf had been tried and in which he'd been committed to the prison system had been mislaid long ago. Perhaps they didn't bother saving the apparel of the yellow men. Just outside the town of Rudyard, Arthur and Pamela drove into the lot of a Kmart and bought 3 pairs of washpants and a few shirts for Rami. Then they continued their happy journey south. By the time they reached Rudyard, there was already a significant encampment of news vans in the parking lot. The Reverend Dr. Blythe was conducting a press conference. As always, he was accompanied by a cast of thousands. As some of the reporters surged toward Arthur, the Reverend invited him up to the podium. Blythe shook Arthur's hand robustly and patted his back and told him he had done well. It was from Blythe that Arthur had heard that the state had taken a statement from Erno's nephew and that Muriel was simply covering herself by blaming Gillian. Jackson Ayres, who insisted on keeping the secret for his client's sake, had stowed Collins back in Atlanta and refused to confirm what Arthur suspected Jackson had privately shared with Blythe. Ayres confined himself to a single detail. "Your man didn't do it. Wasn't there. Rest of it doesn't matter anyway. Hell of a job, Raven. Never thought you had much prospect as a defense lawyer, but I seem to have been wrong. Hell of a job." The truth about Collins might yet emerge in the civil case, especially if the state was obstinate about settling. On the drive back to the city today, Arthur hoped to talk to Rami about filing the lawsuit. Yesterday, Arthur had informed Ray Horgan that he expected to handle Rami's civil case and leave the firm. In the guardhouse, Arthur and Pamela handed over a pair of pants and a shirt to the lieutenant on duty, who wouldn't accept the clothing.
"The ones out there, Reverend Blight, they brought a suit."
In a moment, Blythe arrived. Accompanying him was an impressive-looking man, tall and handsome, splendidly dressed, an African-American whom Arthur recognized from somewhere. Not from town, Arthur knew that much. Another hero was all Arthur could recall, perhaps an athlete. The lieutenant lifted his phone, and in a few minutes the warden, Henry Marker, appeared. Also black, he warmed noticeably to Blythe and invited the entire party to accompany him. On the second floor, Marker showed them into his office, large but spare. Before the warden's desk, in a suit and tie, Romeo Gandalf sat slumped and fidgeting. He jumped up when the group entered, predictably puzzled about what he was supposed to do next. His hair had been shaped by someone, and when he spread his hands in welcome, Arthur noticed that Rami at last was free of manacles. Despite himself, Arthur, who had cried a great deal in the last week, began weeping again, and found Pamela in the same state. In the meantime, Blythe fell upon Rami with a huge embrace. The warden had several papers for Rami to sign. Arthur and Pamela reviewed them while Blythe took Rami to the other side of the room. Arthur heard them praying, then some high-spirited conversation. After Rami scrawled his name on the documents, they were all ready to go. Marker walked them to the front gate. The buzzer sounded, and the warden, like a butler, stood aside to open the door. As he did so, Blythe wiggled past Arthur and Pamela and was beside Rami as the daylight fell upon him. Arthur pushed forward to reach him. On the phone, they had agreed that Rami would drive back up to Kendall County with them. Arthur had been scouting out job prospects for Rami, and there was also the lawsuit to discuss, but Rami held back when Arthur pointed him toward the rear lot.
"I was kind of gone with them all," said Rami.
If he was aware that he was disappointing Arthur, he gave no sign.
"I want to thank you all for what you've done. I truly do."
He offered his hand then. It was, Arthur realized, the first time he had ever touched Rami Gandalf. His hand was oddly calloused and narrow enough to be a child's. Gandalf pawed around in front of Pamela, who leaned over to hug him.
"Told you, you should have hitched up with me," he said. "I'm going to get me a wife pretty as you, only black. I'm going to be rich now, too.
At that point, the handsome man who had accompanied Blythe inside came to reclaim Rami. In his company, Rami Gandalf turned away and never looked back at either of his lawyers.